Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. The pace doesn't slow down a whole lot around our place this time of year. An activity I was honored to include in this year's holiday hustle was the graduation of my son-in-law, Patrick, from UNK. We look forward to attending the same ceremony next year for my daughter, Alyssa. The years have gone by fast, but I wasn't the one working a couple of jobs along with going to school. We are sure proud of both of them. It seems like a good share of my education has taken place after I left campus. I don't know if I'm ever going to get this ranching business figured out, but I'm grateful for the opportunity to keep trying. I took a quick look at the Homegrown webpage this morning and saw that it's been a couple of years since I'd shared my Christmas poem. I had a request for it this past week, so let's take another ride up the trail to Bethlehem. The Christmas story in the book of Matthew tells of the wise men from the east. I wouldn't wonder if the trail boss on that trip was named Hopalong Ride the Beast. Now, Hoppy had just transferred from a research station to ag faculty at BCU, and a couple of the fellas from theology offered him a slot on the camel chore crew. They told him they were heading west, and that a star would guide their course and they could use a man that knew his stock, be it camel, mule, or horse. Hoppy had a green broke camel. He'd just switched from a bozel to a snaffle bit, and he thought this would be a real good chance to put some miles on it. So the men set out on their journey in search of the newborn king. That stock was real well tended, because Hoppy did not miss a thing. Life out on the trail to the other men was kind of new, but Hop loved the life and the campfire nights, and to their goal they were true. They did begin to question directions, so in Jerusalem they stopped to ask, and who did they find but old King Herod to assist them with their task? "A newborn king!" Herod exclaimed. "Now isn't that just dandy sweet? When you boys find him, you tell me where he is, and I'll worship at his feet." Hoppy knew how to read livestock just by the way they hold their ears, and he did not like the slant on King Herod's, and that night a dream confirmed his fears. So when they left Jerusalem, he knew they would not be coming back, because the Lord had told the wise men in a dream around Jerusalem to pack. These men had been on the trail for at least a year, and maybe even more, but they kept on riding true to their goal till they found who they were looking for. They found the child king, and they worshipped him till morning. That night an angel came to see Mary's husband. Of King Herod he was warning. So Mary, Joseph, and the Christ child from Bethlehem did flee. The wise men were thankful for the child king that they had got to see. And their task was now completed, but the story doesn't end, for our Lord still has the power to guide and broken lives to mend, and he can use any of us to serve him in his plan. The first step isn't to ride a camel across some foreign land. Just accept the gift that was given a couple thousand years ago, and you can have a peace on earth that only Jesus' friends can know. No matter what you call in life, be it professor or buckaroo, saddle up and follow that newborn king. There's a place on the trail for you. I'm sure glad to have you folks riding along this morning. I pray that if you don't know where your trail is leading, that you would consider handing the reins over to the one who came to show us the way 2,000 years ago. Hope you can be back here for another visit on Homegrown next week. Merry Christmas.